Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, November 3rd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
State Roundup. Moore declares state of emergency with $10 million to food banks. State Senator Attar federally charged in blackmail scheme. Moore declares a state of emergency and allocates $10 million to assist food banks in Maryland, addressing the looming expiration of SNAP benefits. Meanwhile, State Senator Attar, her brother, and a Baltimore City police officer face federal charges in an alleged extortion plot. Maryland lawmakers are working to provide financial assistance to federal workers affected by the ongoing government shutdown. In other news, there are calls for accountability in Maryland's foster care system, discussions on reopening state childcare scholarships in 2026, updates on solar zoning laws in Carroll County, and a town hall featuring Baltimore County executive candidates. Additionally, Turning Point USA is now an official student club at Anne Arundel Community College, and potential changes to the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project route are causing concern in New Windsor.
Government shutdown may mean higher healthcare premiums for many Marylanders. Over 180,000 Maryland residents could face major increases in healthcare costs next year as the Saturday deadline to extend enhanced Obamacare subsidies rapidly approaches. Representative Johnny Olszewski, D. Maryland, warned that the premium increases will be crippling for Marylanders. Lawmakers are at an impasse over renewing the COVID-era program, which expanded recipient eligibility and federal health care tax credits. These provisions, part of the Affordable Care Act, aim to reduce health insurance costs for low-income households.
Higher costs are only part of the changes coming to health insurance. Marylanders are facing higher costs and other changes during the open enrollment period for health insurance. The Marketplace Integrity Rule and the Federal Budget Reconciliation Bill are bringing massive changes, including the expected expiration of federal tax credits for some 300,000 Marylanders. Maryland Health Secretary Mina Seshamani warns that without decisive action from Congress, raised premiums will continue to be a problem. Some lower-income marketplace purchasers may be spared from the greatest premium hike this year, thanks to state subsidies. However, DACA recipients and lawfully present immigrants are facing barriers to accessing health care due to federal changes. Despite the challenges, Marylanders can still benefit from state subsidies for young adults and have an extended open enrollment window this year. But starting in 2026, the enrollment period will be shortened, creating additional barriers to coverage.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.